Hello, everybody. This is Alexia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Zen, or The Skill to Catch a Vibe. This is Charlie's show, my buddy Charlie. He is in Belize right now, so I'm taking over for him while he's there on his archaeological trip. And my show is Matter of Fact. Usually I'm with my friend Mia, but she's up in Miami. So instead, today I am joined by my two lovely friends, slash one of them is my roommate, Nicola and Megan. Say hello.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
It's very nice here. It's kind of humid.
They've both been here before, so they know the drill, you know.
Recurring side character.
You're a recurring side character. Don't worry about it. So we have a pretty long vocal break right now, so we can just like start talking. How have your guys' summer been, Nicola? I haven't seen you in a little while.
Well, I don't know. My summer has been very nice, very chill. I've been in my like joy mode, very joyful, very relaxed. It's kind of insane, honestly. Like, as soon as school ended, I was like, I have motivation to do stuff. I'm reading a book. Crazy. Yeah, shit. For the most part, it's been very...
Reading!
Cool.
Reading,
yeah.
A book?
Reading.
That's crazy.
Dang. I could never.
Who reads these days?
I know, I'm an old soul. Old soul here.
Megan, how's it going? Everything's good?
Oh, you know, moving in.
Yeah.
Four roommates.
Yeah, but you know, I think we're finally at a place where things are like, maybe not settling down, but we're getting used to living with other people, and I think it's getting a lot more chill.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think we're all figuring out how we live individually and then cohesively together.
Yeah, you know, it's been slippery.
It's been a little slippery slope.
Yeah, it's been a very slippery slope.
That's some interesting text chains going through, you know, firing back and forth.
Bro, I'm sorry. I can sound really confrontational, but I'm just very blunt.
No, I know
in our
you.
Group chat.
I know you.
You know, but like I feel sometimes it comes across as
it's also not at me, so it's like
it's not at you, so it's like it's not your problem.
I'm just a bystander, you know.
See, like if you like do your dishes, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm chilling. I do what I need, and I get out of everyone's way, and I don't get yelled at.
So, we have a few... We have, like, two more minutes.
Oh, wow.
I think we need to talk about what we were talking about before the show. So, there has been a lot on our minds the past hour, and, you know, that thing is polygamy.
Polycules.
Polycules. Okay, because, you know, Somerville, Massachusetts, very interesting place.
Yeah, I forget, like, these specifics, but people in, like, throuples have legal recognition in Somerville. It's, like, the only city, town, area in the United States where that's a thing. So if we have any throuples listening to us right now, call in. Call in. We have some questions.
Like, we are absolutely not being haters. We are just so curious.
We just want to know more.
There's just so many details that we just don't understand about the whole situation of how polycules work.
It's mostly
the amount of people is confusing. Where's the limit? At what point is it no longer a polycule? At what point is it just
a friend group?
It's a friend group.
I mean,
I think we know the answer to that one.
Yeah, I guess
we can't talk about that on the radio.
It's
but,
mostly
like,
about us each being, I think, definitely into monogamy. So it's hard to cross that bridge mentally. But it's like, do you not feel excluded all the time? If we were talking about this, who sleeps in the middle?
It's true.
Who sleeps in the middle?
Who goes in the back in the car?
Who goes in the back? Who goes in the trunk of the car?
The trunk.
Who sits in the bed of
who
the pickup?
Who is on the birth certificate if one of them has children?
Oh my gosh, that would start some major drama, dude.
I know, right? All right, so,
wait, but
sorry
like,
to cut you off. We'll come back to this on the next welcome back, okay? This will be the episode. This episode's theme is polycules.
And
I gotta talk about the music. So, we just listened to the Twin Peaks theme, because that's Charlie's intro, and now we're listening to In Between Days But this is the instrumental version. And then next up, we have Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol. Then Blue Monday by New Order, which is Nicola's pick. Then Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart. Then Tainted Love by Soft Cell. And then we have our next vocal break. So the theme is 80s this week. And I don't know if Charlie would be happy about this theme, if he would disapprove of this theme. But personally, I'm loving it. This is going to be like a great show for music. I will catch you guys on the next vocal break with some very interesting conversations. I'll see you guys soon.
Eyes without a face, God, no human grace. I can't sleep at night once I ran to you. Now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love. Tainted love. Now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any more from me. To make things right, you need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease. I love you though you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love. Tainted love. Tainted love. Tainted love. Touch me, baby, tainted love. Touch me, baby, tainted love.
Nicola, it is about that time.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you so much for that really moving PSA.
I hope you guys are scared. I'm never going on a ladder ever again.
You know, when I worked at Party City, I had to watch so many ladder safety videos.
I'm just going to stand on a stool on top of a rolly chair instead.
It's really great.
I literally did that, putting up my tapestry in my room. I was standing on a rolly chair. And I'm fine.
But it's scared. Because you weren't on a ladder.
That's true. If I was on a ladder, if I'd you be were on done a ladder,
if you were on a ladder on top of a rolly chair.
Oh my gosh.
We don't even want to talk about what would have happened if you were on that ladder.
I would have been in the trauma center.
So we were just listening to Tainted Love by Soft Cell. And then before that, we had Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart. Before that, we had Blue Monday by New Order. And then Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol. Right now we're listening to Island Sunrise by Software, and then coming up we're going to have When the Lights Go Out by Naked Eyes, and then Don't You Want Me by The Human League, then I Take the Dice by Duran Duran, then Out of Touch by Daryl Hall and Jonna Oates, and then we're going to have our final vocal break. This feels like a very short show with the amount of songs that we have, but it's because we have such long vocal breaks. We have so much time to talk about what really matters.
Polycules.
Yes.
Polycules. I mean, so while we were listening to this great music, we were also talking about how, like, the 80s vibe feels very Polycule friendly. There's something about a circle bed that is so 80s, but also so throuple themed.
Or like the conversation pits that they used
the
to have.
The conversation pit is meant for polycules. You're so meant right. for them. Everyone's included.
The Charlie and the Chocolate Factory bed.
Was that a movie in the 80s? Created in the 80s?
No.
Oh.
That was before. Wasn't that like the 70s?
I literally have no clue.
I don't either.
But the 80s were definitely inspired by that movie as a whole. The whole decade wouldn't have existed without Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I think you're honestly kind of right.
Yeah, but you know, the bed, the four-person bed in that movie, hey, that was justice right there.
See, I wouldn't want, like, people's feet in my face. Also,
but I think they're toe-to-toe.
Are they stacked? Are they toe-to-toe? Are they, like, one then the other? Oh. I need a diagram of what it looked like under the covers. Like, because how wide is this bed? Because if it's a really wide bed, why wouldn't they all just have their heads in the same place?
They didn't have their heads in the
no.
same place.
No, it was two on one end. So their feet were in the middle and then two on the other side. And it's like, were their feet touching? Is that, was it just a really long bed?
Maybe one of them was like really short.
Maybe they're all really short.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
And then they go to the chocolate factory. And they...
Oh my god.
Maybe they're all Oompa Loompas.
They're all
conspiracy.
They're all Oompa Loompas.
They're all Oompa
okay,
Loompas.
So speaking of the Oompa Loompas, it was from one original Oompa Loompa, and then Willy Wonka was like, I want more. So, polycule.
True.
You think all Oompa Loompas are...
No, I think
how?
Willy Wonka and his Oompa Loompas, that
how
was a polycule
were they
situation.
Made?
I don't know,
did
but...
Did they have two, and then they just had a lot of babies, or did... Were they made in a lab?
It was a lab
thing. Are they clones?
It was a clone thing. So there was one original guy. One, the first Oompa Loompa, and then,
yeah.
you know, Willy Wonka was like, I need more of you. I need you so bad. I need more. And made more of them.
I have to talk about music now. Because we are on the radio, and that's what that's for. But these are really good conversations. Nicola, I need to have you on more often.
I have a lot of ideas.
I'm going to actually... be starting a show Mondays every day at 8 p.m. because I took over for somebody else that is leaving the station. So that will be something that I can have you guys on. I don't know. I might not be able to make it every time because I will be having a job. But
boom.
I know. I'll have to put it on the sub list. But I definitely want you guys on more often because these are really riveting and important conversations that we're having.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me so happy you said that. This is the most important I felt all week.
Oh. You're not wearing AirPods. It's so touching. Or are you underneath the headphones?
I'm not, but I think last time I was.
You were. This is different.
It's different.
We've moved on.
I told you I'm in summer mode. I'm happy.
All right. We're moving on to some music. We'll see you guys in our final vocal break in 5 songs. See you later.
Thank you. Try to remember again and again what it is that I reckon.
Hello, everybody. We are at the end of the show here. I'm not going to be able to do the outro until mid-song, but that's fine. Well, I am very excited. The show was very successful. We got a lot of conversation in. I'm very excited. Well, next week, I'm going to have to put the show on the sub list because I'm going to be in the Cape. Woo! But... Oh, yeah. You guys need to talk, too.
Hi. Not you silencing us.
Sorry. I didn't need to meet you.
Silence but, the lambs.
So, Charlie will be back in 2 weeks at this exact time for Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe. And I'm very excited for him to be back because he's in Belize right now. And he seems like he is living it up. I haven't been able to talk to him very much because he doesn't have service. But very exciting stuff going on. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. He'll probably have me as a guest. So, I'll probably still be here. But, yeah, like I said before, I don't know if this is, like, totally in place. I don't know if this is, like, allowed. But I'm going to be starting, matter of fact, on Mondays at 8 p.m. whenever I can. Because somebody else is leaving the station. So, that'll be interesting. I'll be able to have a lot more guests. And then in August, Mia comes back. And I have
Yay, Mia!
I'm so excited for Mia to come back. She's probably shout not listening right Mia. Now. But shout out to Mia, my partner, for matter of fact. She's great. She was here this weekend, and we worked together on a production, and it was really awesome, and it was really great to see her, because I was having withdrawals from Mia. But, you know, August will be a great time with, like, reconvening with friends, and then... September is gonna kind of suck because some people are like studying abroad, so people are gonna be separating again, and then same for the spring, the other half of my friends are gonna be studying abroad, so junior year is gonna be very sporadic.
It's gonna be very 80s, you know?
It's gonna be so 80s, like,
yeah,
this is like
all together.
I don't know, is this a TV show or is it a movie? I feel like it's a TV show because there's multiple seasons to it. Like, that, the last season that we had was, like, really interesting, but now people are, like, this is the summer season.
And
we're gonna
so
have
fun.
The beach episode, and then, you know, we're gonna have the beach episode, we're gonna have the...
There should be, like, a thunderstorm
episode. The reunion
episode,
mm-hmm. The thunderstorm episode where you're stuck inside.
And it's scary.
It's so scary. Let's do puzzles and watch movies.
Yeah.
This is a boring conversation. Let's talk about polycules.
Yeah,
again.
Let's talk about polycules. Yeah, what do you do in the polycule if one person makes like talks about the most boring stuff ever? Then like,
I don't
what
know.
Do you do?
Oh, I should actually talk about music. So we just heard Out of Touch by Daryl Hall and John Oates. We are on the radio. And then before that we heard I Take the Dice by Duran Duran, then Don't You Want Me by the Human League, then When the Lights Go Out by Naked Eyes. And then for the end of the show we have a little a very interesting end because we're bringing back the ladies. We were just listening to like all males singing, I realized. So I had Girls Just Wanna Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper, Girl Boss Music, and then Ring My Bell by Anita Ward will be the final song of the hour. This is very interesting, an amazing hour that we just had.
It went by very quickly.
It went by really quick.
Yeah, love 80s music. I think we need to just play 80s music more often.
I'll definitely have another 80s show because there's so much 80s music that I love that we like haven't even like scraped the surface of.
Oh my god,
we need
yeah.
to do decade shows just in general because usually we have, for matter of fact, I usually have like more of like a theme. Like we had a space theme, we had an insects theme, but like... I feel like next semester we're gonna have to get into like decades, more of like delving into genres of music because, you know, the reason why Mia and I did this in the first place was because of our bond for music. So I think that like we're gonna have to change gears.
Yeah.
And we're gonna be having probably a weekly show, so we'll have a lot more opportunities rather than the every other week show because that was just like... It wasn't enough.
We missed you.
I know. There isn't enough of us on the radio.
That's so true.
It's really sad.
You know what I was thinking about?
What?
Like, so when you guys first brought me onto the radio, I was like, oh, like, if I had a show, what would my show be? There were, like, a lot of barriers, like, I don't know, it's like not a great vibe to have a radio station that only plays one artist the whole time, all this random stuff. Then I was like, it would be so funny if my show was just like the top like 10 trending TikTok songs, but you have to listen to the whole song instead of like the 5 seconds you, like, that you
really
know.
Really analyze it.
Yeah.
Some TikTok songs are really good.
No, hey, like Fiona Apple, some of her music was a TikTok song for a while, and that bangs. That's awesome.
No, I know. A lot of like my favorite songs, like Need To by Pine Grove, is trending right now. The Pine Grove Shuffle is like a thing. I don't know. You're probably not on that side of TikTok.
I'm not.
But like, it's just so weird because it was like one of my favorite songs of like the year. And then it just blows up.
Did that bother you?
No, it didn't bother me. I don't think that there's anything to be upset about, like, your artist, like, becoming the song that you like becoming mainstream, because, like,
I disagree.
For one thing, I don't think we should gatekeep. And another thing, I think that the artists deserve the recognition.
Well, I think that we should gatekeep, and that's why I am a monogamist. I'm a monogamist, okay, because I gatekeep.
Okay.
Honestly, that's kind of valid.
That's actually really valid, and I gatekeep a lot of things, but music isn't one of them.
Gatekeeping your partner.
I gatekeep music so much. I know that sounds like a lie because I post on my Instagram stories like every other day. But
like,
sisters,
you're taking credit for it.
My sisters will ask me the name of a song, and I will literally turn off my phone, take out my AirPods, and sit in silence.
Oh my god.
Okay. There's no way.
That's okay. Another level.
This is not a throuple with this song, okay?
We're literally like talking into a song right now. It's fine though. This was a good conversation. We're at the 55 mark. So this is Alexia. I just subbed for Charlie with Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe. I'm from Matter of Fact. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WFL Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we are going to finish the rest of Girls Just Want to Have Fun and then end with an absolute banger. See you guys later. Actually,
a little ASMR for you guys.
I'll skip it midway through. You know what? Let's just talk. Should we talk? Nah, I'm skipping the song.
I feel like you kinda
I'm skipping the song. All right, see you guys next week.
Oh.
Get some more eggs.